This is a different slide that basically shows the same thing as the last slide, except it does it in terms of phases, as we talked about two slides ago. So again, we've got the vital capacity on the left. That's percentage, because everybody has a different vital capacity. So that's the amount of air in your lungs at maximum inspiration, okay? And on the bottom, it's the pressure. This time they're doing it in pascals, so don't worry about that. In the middle, where you have the straight line and the dotted line, that is zero pressure. So that's when the pressure inside the lungs is the same as the pressure outside the lungs. That's why you've got an X in the middle where it says desired lung pressure. Okay? The line that starts on the left, that's what's happening with the muscles. So there's the lungs are very full at this point in time. You're going to need muscle activity to slow down the descent of the rib cage. On the bottom, you're going to need active muscular pressure to force air out. The line that starts on the right is what the lungs are going to do and the rib cage is going to do on its own. You've got elastic recoil pressure. This means that it's going to go back to its resting position. And on the other side, this means that it's already, there's no pressure and you're at the end of the breathing, so it doesn't have any activity left. So it's minus lung movement. That means that the structures in the respiratory area are not moving or don't have any ability to move on their own at all.